This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Mabon. We continue in Mishnah Brura, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Yud, Sif Yud Aleph. Sudar, Shenoysim al Atzav, Machos Eretz Yisrael, Shenikra B'Arvi Shid, V'chein Buka, Shenoysim B'Sfard Al Kisveyam Turin. Here's the deal. A handkerchief, a garment that they wore around their neck, or something they put on their shoulders, it's four-cornered, it's pater from tzitzis. Why? Because that doesn't cover their body, it covers their neck. Something that covers, that's meant, that's designated for a garment for your neck, is pater from tzitzis. And that's a good thing, because imagine if you had to put tzitzis on a scarf. It could get very stringy, you know? So a four-cornered scarf is pater from tzitzis. Says the Mishnah Berurah, even though that piece is about an amor or two amor, and it's big enough to cover the head and the majority of the body of a minor, so this is very interesting. Why is it pater? Mishabura doesn't say. So the Bir Halacha says, I am a Mishabura, Vatama Zakazbeis Yosef, Shikar Avosa Sudorim, Heim, Midchilahu Kedele Sati, Pem Svisarosh, Nea Kovlas, it's Sela Rosh, Vanachoim. It's because it's made for the head. It's made to keep the head warm in the winter and cool in the summer. The Gamle Chasis Baharosh, Bahachasicha, Sabegid, Beishu Oil, Kurbet Torah. And to cover your head when you get called up for the Torah. The basis is that even though the majority of the day it's on your body, but it's designated for the head, so you're exempt. The Bir Halacha says other reasons why you're pater. Really, it's like an all-utility cloth that you're wearing on you. You know, like the Hatzalah guys, they have the belt, and on the belt they have like 500 different things. They have like a popcorn machine, they have, cotton candy, they have a walkie-talkie, they have keys, knives, all kinds of like, they have everything there, everything's there. So this cloth is, you know, it's a garment just, you know, for whatever you might need. For example, Lachu Hem Kishoisim Shum Avodas Masa, you need to carry something, you use that garment. L'kanech b'hem ha'seidai, you need to wipe your hands, you use that garment. L'tzor mois, you need a wallet, you use the garment. L'havi ben peros, l'kanech hazea, you need like a wristband, a sweatband. It's like an all-purpose, you know, item. Afa pishenenem b'chamim ne'acham b'shem 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 Swiss army knife in the guise of a garment. Says a Bir Halacha l'zeh ha'tam ha'acher, according to this latter reason, mashma sheskimu ha'magen Avram v'ha'grosh etiku b'v'yuram. It would seem like the Magen Avram and the Gra go along with it. Ulefize nera, says a Bir Halacha, it would seem, now that this is in vogue again, and yet we don't have any of these reasons that are applicable, namely, it's not meant only for the head, to cover your head. It's not meant to keep you cool. It's not meant as an all-utility garment. You'd be chayiv. The Beis Yosef brings another reason. And the other reason, the Beis Yosef, is only a garment that you wear, not a garment that you drape. Or because it's just a garment for respect. Some argue on these reasons. And therefore, therefore, if you're going to wear this thing, you should corner off one garment. So basically, there are a number of reasons given why this garment worn on the head is pater. The Beis Yosef says it's because it's meant for the head. So that reason, l'chor, would apply to our scarf. Our scarf is meant for the neck, not meant for the guf. Now, I don't know if that's pashut, because just because something is meant for the rosh, we didn't have that, is the tzavar part of the rosh and not part of the guf? Maybe. The other svara is that the garment that the Mechaber is talking about was used for many things. Used for carrying, it's used for wiping your hands, it's used for money. That does not apply to our scarf. Although I never heard that people corner off a corner of their scarf. Certainly the latter reason of the Be'er Halacha, that it's not meant to wear but just to drape, that would apply to a scarf. Okay, let's continue in Sif Yud Beis. We'll do part of this today. Malbushim Shabim Mitzrayim, Egyptian garments. I see a lot of people today who in their closets, I could tell they have Egyptian garments. Hanikra is Guchash. It's called Guchash, which is the perfect name for such a garment. V'chein Mintigi V'dalamanish V'kaptanish U'pedinish Shabbatagarma, these Turkish garments. Afal pi sheishlam dalet kinafim pturim. Even though they have four corners, they are exempt. Says Rama, v'adin malbushim shogliles b'nei Ashkenaz u'Sfarad. Why? This doesn't only apply to Egyptian and Turkish garments, but what about Germanic or Spanish? Hove inkamim asum sheishnam l'tim v'shnam l'achrim v'chuban v'zu k'negazu pturim. If it's not meant to have two corners in the front, two in the back, but it has four corners, but it's sort of sporadic, that would be exempt from tzitzis. Let's begin Sivkatan Lamed Vav. Sivkatan Lamed Hein Lamed Vav. Afo Pishayishahem. Hatam Ayim Bebeis Yosef. For the reason, look in the Beis Yosef. I believe the next Mishnah quotes the Beis Yosef. Ho Ve'ein. This is going on the Rama. The Rama says in these other garments that are not made with two in the front and two in the back are pater. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Dinei Kasav, Dinei HaBeis Yosef Kasav. The Beis Yosef writes, Yesh Ledakdek, B'mabushim Shalonu, Sheshtam Shtei Knafay Samach Letzavar, U'shnei Kavay Samach La'aretz. What do you do about these garments? They have two corners by the neck. I guess, I don't know, something like this. And then two corners on the bottom. Lama in matil mehem tzitzis. Why don't we put tzitzis? Again, our typical tzitzis, two in the front, two in the back. But what about two on the top? And maybe he's referring to a shirt even. Or we could apply it to a shirt. It has two corners on the bottom, not in the back, in the front. And I think we also had buttoning is not considered sealing it up. So why don't shirts, why aren't they chayv and tzitzis? V'tirei tzalzei kam terutzim. The Beis Yosef gives many reasons. V'docho isam adarchei Moshe. And the darchei Moshe pushes them off. Amar hu tam la'minog. The darchei Moshe says the following reason. Since the mitzvah of tzitzis is to put two strings in front of you and two behind you, and in our garments, I'll go with the shirt example. You have two corners in the front, and two on the top, and two on the bottom, but they're all in front of you. There's no other way to wear them. This is what the Rama means. Since their corners are not made to be two in the front and two in the back. A garment called a ruck, which on the bottom it says a mi'il, shemachubar lamala, that attached to it above, chatichas beged merubas, is a square patch, a square garment. Then it's placed on your shoulders behind you, shikarin kalaner, which is the collar, Pashut hu depater. Shari letzad mala in loy knafos. On top there are no corners. Rak kanfos hakalener hamunachem leksas meacharav. You have the corners of this neckline that are placed a little bit behind you. Ve'ein ze kronos, that's not a corner. Ho ve'ein shnei kronos shemeacharav mechuvanos neged haknafos shalafanav. Since the corners behind you are not aligned with the corners in front of you. Ad kan l'shan adake Moshe. Exactly what this is not clear. But I think our shirt would be a very good example. I mean, the shirt has two corners. Why is this not two corners? How is this not two corners? And on the bottom, even in the front, it has two corners. It's buttoned all the way down. I mean, there's a button is not an attachment, so there are two corners on the bottom. But it's not two corners in front of you and two corners behind you. But the Magen Avraham says this is not clear. V'kasa Magen Avraham, yan sha'alacha zuroi fefes bidei ha'goinim. Since this halacha is weak in the domain of the goyim, le'matzu tamnach, we don't really have a clear reason. Kigam tam darkei Moshe ishafag harbe. The darkei Moshe's reason is questionable. K'mashikatz prim agadim alkein yirei shemam yaseh keren achas agula. A God-fearing person should corner off a corner of their shirt. K'mashikatz beis yosef b'shem hazakenim v'chein dasa prim agadim b'sharei achroinim. Now, I don't know anyone personally who does that. And again, I don't think he's specifically talking about our shirt. But here's another example. A kapata. Anyone here wear a kapata on Shabbos? They're slit in the middle and the back. I mean, that's two corners. And then in the front, they're two corners. And that's pretty aligned. I think it's pretty aligned. So, what do you do about that? Do you put tzitzis in your kapata? I mean, I think that we should start this custom. We should put a full page ad in the newspaper, a kol koire, that all people who wear kapatas should put tzitzis on it. Or shouldn't wear them. You know what that's called? That would be defrocking a lot of people. There's an English expression. I'm just joking. But what do you do about a kapata? So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Of prapi yomenu ba'oisin hamagadim shenagum echadosh la'asoisan pasuach me'achareim." Especially in our times, those garments that the minog is to make them open in the back, vuha beged hanikra kapata. On the bottom it says a frock. Umatzu kambam mishirubay pasuach. So you say, "Well, come on, that's not an issue. It's only a small slit. It's not rubay pasuach. We already had this many times that if it's mostly closed, then it's putter." Now, I don't know people that have a frock that's mostly open. I mean, that must be a spitz frock. I don't think they make those kind of frocks. Again, I think they're mostly rubai sasam. But therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Alkein haroitz lift our atzmai." If you want to exempt yourself, "Mechuyav lasay sham al kapanim keren." Achas may oisen arba knafos agula v'sipater menatzitzis. You should round off one corner, and then it would be exempt. Kol elbas sevtes v'ayin shom be'alacha v'yosetov sheyagel oid shtei kronos. Kidei shedishar rak bas shalosh ki atahi bas shisha. Says the Mishnah Berurah. The truth is, it has six corners. So you should round off three of them. Now, what are the six corners? You have two in the back behind. You have two in the front. What are the other two? On the top or in the back? I think in the back. No? No, you have two behind. You have a slit. In other words, it's like... I don't think he's talking about up here. I think he's talking about... It's like two vents in the back. You have one in the middle. And then... You have four on the back and two in the front. That's what I would think. The bottom line is, why don't we have to worry about tzitzis on our shirt? So, l'chayra, you have the Rama and the Darkei Moshe, that it's not two in the front and two in the back. But what about the fact that the Magen Avraham says that this is not clear and a God-fearing person should corner it off? I guess it's not, you know, I guess it's a nice chumrah, but, you know, it ain't going to work with the styles. But is there any other reason why a shirt does not require tzitzis other than the Ramah, that it's not aligned two in the front, two in the back? We'll have to look into that further. I wish you all a great day. Bracha v'hatzlacha, and take care. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.